Blog Talk Radio.
I think that clock is wrong.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. You gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul. If this is your first time calling in, we will be taking readings today and really just talking about what has been going on in your world and kind of bringing subjects up that most people never talk about. So that's kind of really what this show is about, for me at least, is to have a platform for people to really discuss what is really deeply going on in their lives and some of the things they'd like to move out of or into, and in that have a friend. And I believe that our guides are there as friends to support us on this journey that we're on. And I do believe that if we're not aligned to what it is exactly we want in our hearts, then nothing can happen. Because the heart, you know, really is where everything comes from. So if it's in your head and you have all these thoughts and it's projects and you have to bring, and this is the truth, everything down into the heart for it to manifest. And that's the truth. It's like we really have to get that we are our heart is the real true self. It gives us, you know, the answers when we don't know. It's our gut, you know, that gut feeling, and it's our intuition, it's everything. And it doesn't really come through the mind as much as we process everything through the mind. So what I did find today was really interesting to me, and it's a miracle book, and I've been using it. I've actually used it for a long time, but I hadn't used it in a while. And these are some of the things that they talked about. And I really like them. They're helpful hints on how you can manifest whatever it is that you'd like to do. So it says you can become an expert very quickly. And that's really important, to become the expert of your own life that knows how it's working. So if you find yourself in a stuck place, you know the keys that you will use to unlock the stuck place. And then that, for me, is usually meditation, maybe a therapy session from a good friend, and maybe to get away and be isolated for a while and really, you know, let my true nature kind of come back. And sometimes we get kind of into the doing of life and we really forget to touch back and touch deep into ourselves and really have that be who we pull out into the world. So sometimes we're just a minute away from it, and all it does is take us to remember. So it says, every day is a new beginning. Every moment of every day is a clean slate, a fresh start, and a new beginning. It's another chance to celebrate life and explore limitless opportunities. By doing your 15-minute miracle, this is what they call it, is a 15-minute miracle, and using the wisdoms of yesterday's coupled with the positive possibilities of today, you will be able to create one bright tomorrow. And I love that. I think that we learn by what we had experienced in our life, and then we kind of take that experience, and if we don't really learn from it, guess what? We do keep making the same mistakes over. But once we really get it, once we get, oh, that didn't work for me, or that, let's say you're dating a specific kind of guy, unavailable and all that, and then you say to yourself, I know it now. I know what it looks like. I know where they'll be. I know everything about them. So in a sense, that of what you learned in yesterday will be your teacher for today. So that's a nice one to remember, is that you have all the information you need from already past mistakes that you've made, because mistakes to me are just really good teachers of what not to do again. Anyway, it says you have the power to transform wishes into reality. So what you think about is what you bring about. I believe that as long as you have the power to choose your thoughts, you have the power to attract and create miracles in your life. So this is something you have to realize. If you keep worrying, guess what you're doing? You are actually bringing to you the very thing you don't want. If you worry, I'm not going to get this job, and I'm not going to get a boyfriend, and this and that, you are totally bringing that consciousness, that prayer, in a sense, to your life. So catch yourself and erase it. I always say cancel, and move on to what it is that you truly want to see happening in your life, okay? So these are some of the thoughts that you can say over the worried thoughts. I feel freer. I laugh more. Life seems easier. I am more relaxed. My health is better. I feel confident. I am more creative. I am more decisive. I feel much happier. I have more energy. I am more proactive. I feel more balanced. I am more organized. I feel more generous. I feel more successful. I have more self-esteem. I am more trusting of life. I feel better about myself. I feel much more optimistic. I have more peace of mind. I am more spiritually aware. I have more passion for life. I manifest things more easily. I am more patient with others. I am more patient with myself. I admire the success of others. I appreciate nature everywhere. I am more receptive to change. I feel safer and more protected. I have become a better listener. I have a clearer sense of purpose. I am in the flow of life. I have more talent than I realized. I notice things, and I appreciate things. I am more focused and grounded. I receive more unexpected income. I am more aware of how life works. The quality of my life is much better. I am less busy and more productive. I accept compliments more graciously. I am able to inspire and motivate others. I play in my imagination more frequently. I love that one. I am more forgiving of myself and others. I am more truthful with myself and others. I enjoy more harmony in my relationships. I am more accepting of myself and others. I am more willing to allow others to help me. I am so grateful for my multitudes of gifts. I accomplish what I set out to do more quickly. I give myself permission to do the things I love. I stay more focused on what I want to do. I always allow others to have their opinions. I sleep better and wake up refreshed more often. I am more clear about what makes my heart sing. Everything seems to work out for me easily. I constantly follow through on my commitments. I am much more willing to allow love in my life. I see the positive aspects of situations more easily. I'm getting better at being on time. I know. I now look at myself and I approve of everything I do. I meet and exceed my wildest expectations more often. I am able to access answers and solutions more readily. These are just some really wonderful things to start to do to help you move out of conversations that you might be going into that aren't supporting you and are kind of stopping that wonderful flow that's always around you. Because when you have a negative thought, it's like you've put an energy block on what the flow is actually going to be, you know, is trying to do for you. So I just found this. I thought this would be something that you could remember if you have to write down ones that felt good to you. And we're going to start taking calls. So let's see who's on the line. Hi, who are we talking to? This is Patty. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. You're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
This is Marcella.
This is who?
Marcella.
Oh, Marcella. What a beautiful
yeah.
name.
Thank you.
Are you a first-time listener?
I am. So you caught me by surprise.
Well, I'm wonderful to hear from you. So we'll just, I'm just going to ask you just a couple, you know, one question that you'd want to ask about. So we'll just ask it so that the universe can kind of point me in the right direction. So
okay.
Is there only one question that you have that's going on?
Let's see. I have two, but one would be fine. The one that comes up for me right now is I'm kind of in a, I don't know if I should call it a relationship yet,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking to someone and he's in another state. And I'm just not really sure if this, you know, if this is really going anywhere
right.
with him.
Okay. Well, let's see what they say then. We'll just start to pull
okay.
some cards and see if there's any warning.
Okay.
Okay, the judge, the nurturer, the worker, okay, the warrior. Okay. And so the judge came up, the nurturer, the worker, the warrior, and then self-esteem. And self-esteem would indicate that because, you know, I think that when you start to get into a new relationship, it brings up a lot of issues of not being good enough, of it not working, and him not, you know, there's a lot of self-doubt
yeah.
there, too. So sometimes it's really that you are feeling insecure about yourself and wondering, you know, like we were just talking about really seeing yourself as this amazing light being and know that, of course, this person would love to be in your world, you know. And see, that's the difference between saying, you know, I don't know, I mean, he may be. It's really like you're sitting, you're not allowing for yourself to allow this to be for you, because maybe there is a sense of lack of self-esteem that somebody might have said a long time ago, and so if you've held that that as something that stops you from believing that somebody could or would think that you're the greatest thing, you know, in the planet. Mm-hmm. So I really get that that's something. Let's just start to kind of work on that issue of your own self-esteem. So I highly recommend you doing some just internal work that starts to restructure the recording that you may have, even that without you knowing it. So let's say you want to help yourself with the self-esteem issue. Go in there and really get to what it is, right where it is. It's usually right in your stomach where the self-esteem kind of, you know, that chakra right there. And really start to go in there and really start to pull it out and look and see what it is that you find, you know. Did you have a very critical mom? Let's pull her out. Critical dad that you didn't, whenever. I mean, critical teacher, critical friends that made you question your own beauty and your own magnificence. So that's a really good thing. You start to pull them out and say, oh, yeah, that one, yeah, remember that one. And really move them on out of you, because all you have to do is look. You don't have to get involved with it. You just have to look at them and see that they had been stuck in that whole chakra. It's like, you know, for me, it's like little pieces of yourself that we did stuff in there. And sometimes when they start to emerge, we think, oh, I thought I did work on that one, and then they're still there. So that's all I'm saying. Let's do that, like a little bit of homework on that one. And let's see what they do say about this gentleman's, let's see, this is opportunity to forgive. Okay, yeah, see only love and shower of abundance. That's interesting. So I would guess that their opportunity to forgive is really on the same page of self-esteem, because when you forgive anything in the past that clouded or made you feel less than, when you get rid of that, then what happens is you get forgiveness. It's kind of on the same, it's in the same hand, you know. It's like, if I can release you from anything that you ever said to me, then I get to forgive you too. I get to actually see that, you know, you're just a person who was insecure, who had a bad day, and who took it out on me. Oh, okay. So I get to forgive you, and in that really releases it on a much bigger level too. So the seeing only love, it's really the only way out of this. You know, it's like when you see only love, you get that every single person is a divine, and to me is a divine expression of the whole, of God, in a sense. So I really get that sometimes if they don't know that that's who they are, then they believe that they are something other than that. And when I know that everybody is, then I can forgive them, because I know they, just like Jesus said, they know not what they do. And to me, that's like the biggest thing I ever got in my whole life. What it is that what he was trying, I mean, I'm not even, like, I'm not a, you know, Jesus person. I love him very, very much. But in his teachings, that was one of the most profound things I ever, it just made sense to me. Forgive them, they know not what they do. And so a lot of times when we're trying to forgive, we have to get to that place in us that says they didn't know any better. And then there is grace that comes that says, it's like, yeah, okay. So forgiveness on that level is what they're talking about. And then shower of abundance. So now once you start to work on this and to really explore this, guess what? Shower of abundance. And it's like I'm looking at this angel holding this golden coins towards you that is saying, we will give it to you because now you will be able to receive it. And so it's real interesting. So as we, you know, as we let it go, then we have room in ourselves to forgive and move on. But in that forgiveness, then we have space, you know, space. And to me, that's just like the biggest wonderful feeling that you'll ever get, is that the space will, oh, could you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
My dog's outside and there's a coyote. So hold 1 minute. There was a coyote outside. I have a little dog, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh, I hope that's. And then I see the coyote. So there's the dog. Okay, you know how moments like that happen. But you know, the wildest thing is, as we kind of, isn't that funny? The coyote is a trickster energy, and it's usually around all the time. Here it is, right in front of us. That's so funny. But, yeah, so let's see what they do say. So I feel like you are working towards this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's coming, yes. And it might not be with this particular person, but it feels like you have opened the door in you that is interested in meeting somebody else. So see, the online is extremely safe. you know, it's like the beginning for you. It's like you started to talk and you started to, you know, give it a chance and open up the door that says, you know, I do maybe want to have someone in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And that might be good, you know, but see, it's a bit safe online, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it is.
So,
yeah, and so the intimacy that you're willing to explore is right where you are. It's like, okay, this would work to this point. So this is like the beginning for me. It feels like you are kind of working towards opening that door that's really going to let them give you, in a sense, you receive this wonderful love that's coming your way. I really get that sometimes the beginning of these things, that's really all it's about. See, as you say to the world or the conscious world, I am ready and open to receive a relationship, your vibe is going to shift and change. So you might be at a coffee shop or out to, you know, have lunch with your friend, and your vibe will start to shift so that if that's the case, you will start to attract people to look at you, you know, in real life. Because it's like a beacon. You know, when you're really ready to meet somebody, you kind of throw out this energy of like, you know, like a beacon energy that says, I am attracting the moth to the flame, you know? So my feeling is once you kind of get that flame going inside of you, the one that's like really wanting, because it feels like you are extremely lovely and shiny and so intuitive yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of probably safe online to meet somebody, because if it doesn't work, you didn't invest a whole lot, you know?
Right.
Just a moment on the, you know. So you have stepped out, and so there is a shift, and that's a good thing. You know, Venus went into retrograde. It went from October 26th to November 18th. It was in retrograde. So a lot of things have happened for people. And I've been seeing that where people were not interested in relationship, and then they started to kind of get into relationship, you know, kind of curious. Maybe I do want to have a relationship. And so they started opening up the channels, in a sense. And it's funny because online is easy, you know. And they said, it's funny that this, I just read someplace, that this month, and this is interesting, the most amount of people who joined these dating service they had ever seen.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? From October 26th, so Venus went into retrograde. So everybody that was, in a sense, a loner, really kind of non-interested, became interested. So it's kind of a good time for you to do this, because it ends tomorrow. So you've already opened that door, and I really get that the next move would be to really do the work that really starts the ball really rolling for you. That means to really say to the universe and yourself and in your journal, I am ready and open to the perfect and one most wonderful person that, you know, will come into my world. And really just believe it, you know, because to me, it's that lack of belief that's kind of, you know, well, I don't know. And think about it, there's persons in another state. So it's even more safe, you know, safety.
You
know what I mean? So, well, you know what I mean? It's like we're over there.
That's something that I've been thinking about, too.
Yeah, bring it a little bit closer into your world, you know? I mean, how about this? This is a really wonderful thing. If you have some friends who are single too, married friends who may have some single friends, start to say to people that you know and that love you, you know, I really would love to meet somebody. And that's all I want you to say to them, okay? I really would love to meet somebody. Nice. If you tell 10 people, out of those 10, I swear this will happen. Out of those 10 people, they will say, you know, I know someone at work, and he's really a great guy. And I think that, you know, You guys could have lunch or juice or meat. So I really want you to start to bring this into your real life, the one that when you, because there is no better way than chemistry to really meet somebody and really get a hold of what it is the person's essence is.
Yeah.
So I really get, like, this is what Venus in retrograde's about, you know, stepping out. So let's really step out, you know, let's really go for it and bring it to you in the way that it would really manifest and really work. Because the online dating to me is very, it is so, you have to, it's like this, you have to now email the person, so now you're hoping that the person's telling you the truth, right? All about what who they even look like, or I mean, you know, I've heard stories where the person didn't even look like the picture on the thing. So now you're just trying to hope that what you're hearing is even true at all, and then you have to then meet the person and hope there's chemistry, and hope that he's not some crazy. You know, there's so many obstacles that you have to hope for and hope that it's and so let's it's a very difficult place to for it to work, I think, because you if it does, it usually takes a bit. I've noticed a lot of girlfriends have gone online and they've met people and then it wasn't what they thought, and there was a lot of like disappointment energy on those websites, it seems, so, or even in general. But so I don't like, I really get that it, there is a better and more direct way for your for it to work for your life.
Okay.
But all you have to really do is be extremely honest with yourself right now and say that I am really open in wanting a great relationship. And that's it. So out of the 10 people that you meet, even if it's someone you just know at the market that you like or someone you know, just mention, you know, I really am ready to meet somebody. And that to me is truly the best way to meet somebody, because somebody knows that person and they're already kind of in your circle.
Yeah.
They're already in your network and your circle of energy. I met my husband that way. It's really funny. My girlfriend invited me. I was the godmother for her daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she used to go out with my husband. Isn't that the funniest thing? So I'm like,
yeah.
every time I talk to her and I would say about this, she goes, oh, yeah, he did that to me too. And I keep forgetting, oh, yeah, you used to go with him. So it's so funny. But the reality is that the circle that loves you and supports you, you are already in, your energies are already in sync.
Mm-hmm.
So what they hold for you is also that energy that they know you, and that if they mention it, they are already in the pool of energy that you exist in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I trust that, you know? I trust that more than I would trust a computer to give me, you know, what I really, my soul would really be happy with. So, yeah, I really feel you're on you've opened the door. And do I think this was, you know, my feeling is, if anything, this was the start for you, okay?
Okay.
This guy feels like the beginning of you just exploring new avenues. You know, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's an awesome thing. You know, I actually am a really good matchmaker. I've fixed up many, many people because they've led to marriage and everything. So I really am good at knowing what people energy feels like, and I met this person and they just know that they would get along. So I think that that's what we need to focus on right now.
Okay.
So the second question, I have time if you want to do it.
All right. The second question is about, I'm a Reiki master, so I want to, and I do some stuff with them. I'm getting a training for shamanism. And I'm really feeling that I want to put a website up to offer these services as like a second business. I already have one that has nothing to do with that, but I'm wanting to transition out to doing healing work. I just want to know if that's something I could do.
So the website is the question then. Should
the website.
Yeah. I would, you know, just because I do Reiki myself as well. I do Reiki Matrix, and I've been a healer for 25 years. And my site I realized didn't and bring me, I'm just going to be honest with it, didn't bring me business. It didn't bring me, mostly through the people you meet is really how you get the business, or through the workshops or through other people and cards and things. And I think that just through years of doing it. So the webpage would be a good one for you to just do for maybe for promoting things for yourself, like who you are, you know, maybe a nice
intro
and who you are so people know ahead. And I would definitely do that. There was a gentleman, actually, I interviewed. He was my first interview for a year ago, and he did my webpage for me. And he's on the site. Yeah, he's on the site. If you go in the archives of Heart and Soul, you'll find his name is Michael McKenney. And he is just fabulous. He took my website, and it was just a flat, icky website, didn't have anything exciting going on, and he just took it and made it move and had rolling scripts of all the holistic things that are coming out in the world. Amazing. And very, very reasonable. So I would say, yeah, that if you, you know, you don't have to spend a fortune to do this either.
Yeah.
He was extremely reasonable. He can actually do it from where he is. He has this hookup that he can hook into your computer. Isn't that amazing? From where he lives.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's a good, you know what I do, I'm getting, is it feels like you, in wanting to expand and really get step forward on who you are, it's a good thing to do. Because we, as healers go, we are now being asked to really show up and not be ashamed or afraid to be seen. So the more vibes that we put out there, especially through the internet, the more we are stating this, we are elevating the whole energy of everything. So I like that. I think that's why we're seeing on, you know, we're not just talking about what's wrong in the world, we're talking about what's right in the world. You know, these are the things that are changing and kind of aiding the energy of the planet. So I would just, for that alone, do it. Because instead of sit back and be in your nice, comfortable house, by putting something on the web, you're getting an opportunity to teach somebody in Japan or connect with someone there. So I do get that it's a really wonderful thing to do. I was amazed. We had a show, and someone called in from Japan. And that was just this amazing reality that, you know, I could stay home and do one-on-one readings, which I normally do, or, you know, I have an office here, and I'm mostly a body worker, and I do matrix and cranial sacral and all that. I've been doing that for years. But so the readings were kind of like a part of the sessions, you know what I mean? And so everybody was like, well, can you do a reading too? You know, so it's like, well, not really. I'm doing my cranial, you know. So it became that, you know, the whole sessions were about 3 hours long because we were doing both. So I think that what we have to do is see that you have this talent. And Reiki is just an amazing thing. I just have always loved it. I always use it all the time. But I get that if you just want to get people in your area to know that you're doing it, then a website would be wonderful. Because if you have like cards made up, and they can just punch it up and find out what it's about.
Yeah.
A lot of people, what area are you in?
I live in California.
Okay, so you're in a good area that people are really open to these things.
You know, actually not in the town that I live in. I live near the Bay Area, where they're much more open to this kind of work. Here, I can say that there's not much of that in this area. There are a few Reiki healers that I know about, a few people here and there who do crystals, but it's not.
Not many, huh?
It's not.
Well, then maybe, you know, in a sense, that could be why you are there. Because you know, if there's a dark spot on the planet, it seems like, you know, you'll be one of the few that are doing this work, and you'll get very busy because there's no one doing it. So, I really get that that could be why you're there, just to add some light and some vibration and some really, you know, healing techniques that that area should have available. So And so what other therapies do you do? You do Reiki?
Well, I'm doing the Reiki. I I'm also going to be doing some stuff with shamanism. Maybe I'm getting a training for that one. And I started off with the Munaki rites. That's also energy that's been, it just gets transferred from person to person. So I've gotten the level one of that. And that's been so amazing also. And, so I'm basically in training with the shamanism and meeting my helping spirits and how I'm going to do work with Reiki and other stuff too. Mm-hmm. But I already have
while
my helping.
While you were talking, I just saw you. It was like a sweat. I felt like I was in Arizona, and I felt like I was. You were like around the. They were drumming, you know, a lot of Indian vibes,
yes.
And people were drumming. Mm-hmm. And there is like a teacher or like a healer that feels like it's going to come to you, that you're going to have to work with him and to learn about nature spirits and how to heal and all that.
Right.
And it felt like I was in Arizona. I felt like I was really in a really interesting place. A lot of music going on, like a lot of singing and drumming.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of that. There is a lot of ritual with this and a lot of ceremony. And that's what I love about it, because it is honoring all beings. And I just absolutely love that. So that's where I'm starting off at. I've done already some own inner work with shamanism. That's where I got so interested in it, that now I want to be learning about it, and actually a training and at some point offer services for shamanism. But right now, the work that what I do have is the Reiki practitioner. So I want to use that.
Yeah. That I see you just doing right away, too.
Yeah.
You know, I just saw this. It's interesting while you're talking to while people are talking, I'm like seeing all these. Okay. I got... a breast cancer, what I saw was a breast cancer, you know, those little ribbons, the pink ribbons, just came around you. So, and maybe in a sense that's what they're trying to tell me, for you to go towards in offering the Reiki to women who are going through breast cancer.
Okay.
It really is. I think I'm just remembering this as well.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started doing Reiki, I offered a free service, free first clinic. I offered it free, and I actually didn't get payment for any woman that was going through breast cancer. And this nurse at the hospital got breast cancer, and she started coming to me, and then her husband. And so it was actually kind of my service.
Yeah.
And I did it free. And it was probably the most wonderful thing I've ever done, because it was what I was giving this woman who had so much that was taken from her, in a sense, you know, from the chemo and the radiation and all that just beat up to her poor body. And I really felt that was my service, and I wanted to also I was trying to write a paper on how Reiki affected breast cancer and cancer in general. So it was I didn't want them to think that I was doing anything for them. I wanted them to know that they were doing something for me to get me to be, you know, a better therapist. So what I feel is that avenue never really got explored as much as it could be. So maybe that's why that came back to my site, that could be something that we could continue to do, is offer that service for women going through that. And Reiki is known. Matter of fact, one of our doctors up here got breast cancer, and she started to look for a Reiki practitioner through her office, you know, and was seeking out somebody who did it. So you might be able to, and this is some idea, to go towards the women's centers, the clinics that mostly women would be involved, or go to the hospital, put up a flyer there, you know, and say that you will do. If you want to say the first free sessions or first two sessions are free, to be in. And so what you start to do is start to get better at it, because cancer is a whole nother energy to work with. And I believe that you want to get to know it and know what you're up against when you start working with it. because I've worked with it for a while, and it truly is, it's truly its own thing. And so you may want to know whether, you know, how the Reiki works and how, where you have to go when you're working on such an energy like this, you know. So,
okay.
And maybe through that, my feeling is that the Charmin and the healing and the Reiki will start to all be connected to the same thing, you know. But, yeah, I can see you doing this and maybe even setting up some kind of organization that really supports women in transition during the breast cancer, you know, thing. So I really get that you are on such an amazing journey right now. It feels really good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I do really feel that the male aspect, there is a man that you will meet, and it's funny that you said you're going, that is doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he is kind of learning the Reiki, he's learning the Charmin. It feels like that is where you're going to meet this partner. And it feels like a partnership, you know, it feels like a partnership, like you work together, you kind of create this thing.
And that's kind of what I'm looking for, you know. I'm looking for someone who's done their work. They don't have to have it all done and all be done with and on to another level. Just be on the path.
And you will. It will. Because that is what you have to know, that as you, you know, ask for it, you will receive it. So my feeling is start asking for it, you know. And I always say I believe that the right and perfect man is waiting to meet me. I believe this, and so it is. And so my feeling is, yes, absolutely, the more you kind of fine-tune the question, and make it already something that already happened, you know? I mean, if you can see it, it already happened. And that is the truth of anything. So if you can see, and it manifests itself a lot faster than living in the, maybe, you know. So all I have to say is fine-tune your vision on what it is you want to be doing. Like if you want to see yourself waking up and, you know, taking care, you know, having three clients a week, or three clients a day. I mean, write it down. Really organize what it is that the universe is going to give you. So if Reiki, I believe Reiki is just lovely, and I know that it's the best thing for me that you'll ever do, and then you incorporate it into everything you do.
Exactly,
I always use Reiki. I do cranial matrix. I've done Zenith. Over the years, I'm a hypnotherapist. I mean, you name it, I've learned it. But I always know that I'm doing all of it, you know, in this session, so that I bring my little black bag and I pull out what's necessary. You know? But Reiki is just a lovely thing to always, you know, sometimes I'm doing cranial and something gets stuck, you know, and then I'll just start to do a little Reiki in there mixed in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it moves out, you know. So I really get that. That is what this whole journey is to get your little black bag and, you know, or it could be a big, beautiful purse too. Women love the purse thing. So, you know, and you, what you do is you put all your good stuff in it, all the things that you've learned on the journey. Could be the Reiki, could be the Matrix. It's never, you know, I mean, after you start doing this work for a long time, you will work through that work. You will get to the highest level of that work, and then something else will come that opens another door, and you want to learn about that, you know. So it's an endless, wonderful journey you're on. And really, it feels like I want you to just not worry about this is it going to work and all that, and just be with the question, is this really the right and perfect thing I should be doing, or, you know, with this gentleman, or should I be really focused on something that really can manifest itself? And then I can really see and feel right away instead of waste. I don't think it's wasting, but kind of playing. You're kind of playing. You know, it's not like you're kind of playing instead of really, you know, really available to getting this to happen. So my feeling is it's about, you know, showing up to where the people might be that represent the energy that you like. So tell the 10 people that you love in your world that this is something you'd like to do, and write it down in your journal. And then as for the Reiki, totally get that going. I mean, that is...
Okay.
It's already there. I can almost see it happening for you, too.
Yeah, I feel like that's how I feel, too. Like, it's it's one of these things where I just have to put it out there, and I'm not looking for it to be a huge hit right off the bat, but I want to get out there. I want to be seen for this.
I know. And you know what, you know, what I would do is get the webpage, because that's just great power and great, it's positive energy for you that you're stepping into it, right? You're saying
yeah.
that this is what I do to the world. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful energy. It's like opening the big door up and saying, here
mm-hmm.
I am, instead of just a little one, you know? So I like that. And then in the meantime, you know, work on getting some cards made up, some flyers made up, and put them where they will be seen.
Okay.
You know, and even if you're offering it free is really why we do it. You know, I really get that. I don't do my work, especially after 25 years. I don't even, you know what to charge people. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I really don't. I mean, it's like almost like, oh, I don't know, you know. And my girlfriend said, oh, Patty, you're so cheap. You should raise your prices. And I'm like, no, it's not about the money. I really want people to be able to get this. I want to be in service. So
yeah.
I really think that that's ultimately where you have to get to. It's like, why do you want to do this? You want to do this because you know that it's your purpose, right? It's like your
right.
purpose is to be in service and to be the healer that you're supposed to be. So,
yeah.
I will look, you know, highest and best for this journey ahead. It's going to be a good one. Yeah.
All right. Thank
so
you.
Love.
So.
Have a good day and call us back and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. I'm going to put myself on mute, okay? Because I can't
okay.
hear you on my computer, so I'll be on the line but on mute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So, do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am job searching, and one job in particular, I wanted to know what you saw, you know, the energy around it. I applied for it the first week in November. I wonder, and they do have that as part of their guideline, that they said that, you know, it's going to take them a few weeks to look over applicants and that kind of thing.
Okay, so let's see what they say.
And the guy that owns the organization, his first name is George.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Partnership. Business. Priorities. Yeah. Solitude. Well, it says discipline, partnership, and love, business, priorities, and solitude. So it could mean that that has been where you have been. You've been in kind of a place of solitude and kind of getting your, you know, doing your discipline, which could be, you know, meditating or taking care of yourself, and attention to your partnership and your loves around your life. So sometimes when you're not working, you actually have more time to do these things for yourself, you know, which is really good. And then the business and priorities came up the last. So yes, it looks like the priority in business and what you want to be doing is coming forward. It's coming towards you. So it feels like you will hear from them. Yeah, and then intervention. And appreciation. All right. Intervention and appreciation. Sometimes what's coming up is really more about what you're going through right now, not necessarily the job and all that, but intervention and appreciation. So it could mean that you have been an important person in helping somebody kind of move out of a bad place lately. Like you've been supporting somebody who maybe who had an addiction or, you know, couldn't clean their house. Or you've been supporting a lot of people around you, and then there's great appreciation for this. So grace came up, which is interesting, because grace means that, like, you've been in a very giving place, you know? Like, you've been available to be in service. Pleasure came up. And new beginnings. Okay, good. So new beginnings would indicate to me that, yes, something is definitely right, like right there, like you can touch it. So I would definitely say that you will be hearing from them, and it would be within, it's showing me it won't be until after the holidays. So I'm not saying it's not going to be a quick, you know, thing, but you will be hearing from them. And there could be a, it could feel like, it's telling me that there's like, you might have applied for one position, but the position that they have is a little different that they're going to offer you, you know? So it may be a foot in the door kind of thing that you might get in, but it might be a little different from what you're used to doing. So, but that would be actually new beginnings. That means that you might be trying something new out that you've never really done, but you kind of know about it. It's not like brand new. So does that feel right to you? Does that feel like something that could happen with this position, that they could say, we liked you, do we could, you know, this would be the position we have available. That's more apt. It's a little different than what you're used to. So,
yeah, it does feel absolutely like that could easily happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would just be so excited, you know, to mm-hmm. get a call back from them on.
Yeah.
But
let's say you applied for a position to be like helping them run benefits or something, and they like you, but they want you to do something else, like do this part. We would like you for this work. And so it may be something still within the premise of the business, but a little different. And that's a good thing. I think that new beginnings is always a good indicator that you are going to be stepping into something new and exciting that you're going to learn again, you know, that keeps you interested and excited. So look for those things. So let's say that they call, and, you know, you always have options here. Maybe this new beginning might be also something that comes to you, that somebody has you in mind and says, hey, what about this? Let's do this together. So keep in mind that energy is what they're talking about. New beginnings mean, is this maybe this could be your chance to have your own business. Maybe this could be a chance to really finally do something, you know, go back and go to school. I mean, new beginnings is that energy that's around you. Okay, so keep in mind that that's what it's trying to tell you. It's never going to give you, you know, so the incidentals of what you do is usually just, you know, I work, I do, you know, I get this much amount of money, I get that much money. But it really goes deeper, because when you're asking spirit, what am I supposed to do? What's going to really bring my spirit to the highest and best and make me the happiest person in the world? They will really direct you into a place maybe that you might not have looked at a little, you know. So keep in mind that that could be coming your way. So keep it really open that, I've always really liked cooking, you know, or something I always wanted to do this. So I want you to kind of keep, start pulling those things out of you that you might be really good at, art, and I mean, it's stuff that would make you so happy if you were going to do that every day, you know. And it could be what they're trying to indicate, because I see pleasure in new beginnings. So that's
pleasure
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would make me think that those are two, pleasure and new beginnings. So if work is not usually pleasurable, you know, for most people, it's just a job. So it has to be connected to your pleasure. So that's what they're trying to say. So that's your work. You have to kind of do your homework to see what it is that brings you pleasure. And then that could be the step into the new direction.
Well, I love it.
Okay, yeah. So now, would you be in a new place like that with this position? Would this bring you pleasure?
Actually, what I have been doing for a long time connects with pleasure in the way that I get a strong sense of fulfillment. I am mm-hmm. heading into a new direction where I'm looking at that in particular, that place I was asking about. It would be doing contractual work for them, and I am looking at other companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of my favorite, but I just didn't want to have to settle for something that would be a grind. Any work that I've done for the last several years has not been a grind. It's been vibrant and exciting, and I've enjoyed it. And
So maybe, you know, in a sense they're trying, and I feel like the universal energies are trying to stay honest and congruent with you right now, which means they really want you to stay really aware of the, of this being the new beginning, of the of what you are best at, you know, that brings you pleasure, joy, happiness, you know, excitement, fulfillment, all that. And that's where the work has to begin, you know, to for it to be the next step for you. Because it doesn't feel like you have to take this. And it feels like you could wait it out, and you could wait it out, and you'd be okay. But for the next thing that you do to be your own, you know, it just feels like you are a kind of independent contractor kind of person. It feels like you do have a lot of say on what you're doing, which is great. But to even have the thought of working for someone else is sometimes unnecessary as you move into more of the master place that you're in. You know, it feels like you're much more of a master than a worker, if I can put my finger on it. So, like, there are master teachers, you know, that you have moved finally into the teaching realm, and you're still a student in your mind, you know. And I really get energetically that you are more masterful at what you do than you're giving yourself credit for. So in the new beginning, and the pleasure of it is really a wonderful opening for you to kind of say, hey, you know, I mean, I'm good. I'm really, really good at this. And I know that, you know, I could have my own business, or I could figure out a way for this to work and me to be the main person, you know, receiving all the hard work, in a sense, you know. So I really get that that's where you're at right now. It feels like, look at this, because it's right in front of you. It's like when the universe gives you time, because when you don't work, you actually have some time to figure out these things of what really will be the most coolest, best thing to do for everyday life, you know. And that's when all these great successes happen. You know, when in the midst of what they thought was a horrible thing, they had this opportunity to create something amazing, you know, and that's when they make all their millions. So it feels like that to me. It feels like you're just right on it, you know, and this time that you have to not worry and not to just go into yourself and explore all possibilities is what it's about for you. So, you know, if there's something you...
I've been developing my own business for the last several years, along with other things. I'm just not drawing income. So I've been looking for ways to do the business at the same time draw income. And I you know, just am working on keeping the faith and manifesting level of energy.
Right. But, you know, and I think I really want you to kind of do the work on the manifesting your own business and get more focused on how that would look. Because sometimes when we do it, but we're not doing it to the degree that you have this energy behind it, you know, that's really creating it to go full force. So just try that. Try doing a little bit more work on your own business that you already have, and just trying to push that out of the groove that's in. It feels like it's lost energy around it, maybe because you've moved and you're looking at now jobs, so you're not focused on that anymore. But it feels like it's already there. Like when I'm looking at you, I'm feeling like, but you already know. You know, it's not like you can't. You can do this. You know, so the money is the thing, right? The money manifests the whole thing. You know, we get very afraid of it when we start new businesses, that we know we are a little invested, but not a whole lot invested, you know. So it's like I met this lady who had breadsticks. That's what she sold. And she used to sell them at the fairs and stuff like that. And she became a client, so she used to make these breadsticks. And then she wanted to make them, literally make them up, you know, as packaged goods that you could sell in restaurants and all that. And she had to invest a lot of money to get this to happen. And she was right in the middle where it was just like it's freaking her out. She was really afraid of it not working. Because, you know, here she is really taking that step of faith and putting everything she had behind it. And she was petrified. And she just said, you know, I just decided that I got to go for it. I just got to go for it. So she did. And she got picked up by like five big, you know, companies that now she's just doing really, really well, you know. So I remember thinking, like, right before she made that transition, there was a great deal of fear. You know, she had to be in on her own business and really believe it, or back, or she was just going to back down and go get a job. You know, so it feels like that's where you're at. You know, I believe in you. Yeah, I believe in you. I think you, you know, that is ultimately who you are, is a very independent, very smart, masterful woman who could do anything she wants, really. So it's I really get that the job that's going to come to you, it's going to be a good offer. It's going to be something that will help you, you know, pay the bills. And but don't give up on your business, okay? Don't do that, because I really get that if and maybe it's not ready yet. You know, maybe we're not really ready at that place where we're totally secure in this next venture of the new beginning. But it feels like it's right there. It really does. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, love. Well, I'm going to just take another caller. If you'd like to listen, you can. If you want to call us back and let me know how it goes, I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. I'll listen on my computer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Well, have a good day, and I'll keep the highest vision for you, okay? So remember.
And you, thank you.
Okay. Don't forget to shine. Bye, love. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is James.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, James.
This is my first time calling. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, I'm glad you did.
Thank you so much.
Would you like a reading today? Well, want to ask just a specific question, we'll just go into that a little and see what kind of unfolds.
Okay, so, I'm just very open-minded. I just wanted to know, you know, if there were any messages or any words of clarity or guidance, you know, that might come right now that I'm needing.
Mm-hmm.
Or need
right.
to hear. Yeah.
Sure. All right, let's see what they say. Okay. Denial. Survival. Boredom. Okay. James, it feels like you have probably gone through a lot of stuff right now. It's a denial, survival, boredom, and shame. So some of these issues have been coming up for you, or had been coming up, and you've been working them through. So let's see, family comes up next. So maybe some of this is connected to the family, like when shame and family come in. Sometimes it's really actually that our family, we felt, and maybe that's not even true, that we felt that they were ashamed of us in some way, that we weren't fitting into their, quote, way of seeing how I should be. So there was a bit of shame, kind of moving away from what they think of us, you know, because it's different from them. So shame and family came up, which is interesting, you know, sometimes, I mean, and then intuition. Now, intuition would make me know that you are extremely intuitive. You probably do readings. You're probably a psychic. You have a lot of energy that's you know about, that you're a part of. So, victory. Okay, good. So victory is an indicator that your intuition is victorious. You can help people find or connect or heal things that they need to get to. So, you know, like if you were working with missing people, if you were intuitive, that could help, you know, people connect to their loved ones who they don't know where they are, something like that. So your intuition is vital and it can be victorious. It means that it can help people. Maybe if you're a bit of a medium, you could help them have some closure. So this is all coming up for you. Yeah, psychic awareness again came up. So imagination. So let's say that you are extremely psychic and you aren't necessarily working at full capacity in it yet. You know,
right.
So use your imagination on how that could happen for you. So how you could manifest that in the world, how they could see you for who you really are. Yeah, and empathy. Now, it feels like you have great empathy as a human being.
Yeah.
You can really, but because you are psychic and that's because you are intuitive, you can empathize with everything, even the other side, and you go, oh, I know all about this guy and, you know, his whole life. And so you have a great vision, and through the empathy of who you are is how you see it. So it's like when I'm working, sometimes I feel sick to my stomach when I'm working on somebody. All of a sudden, I feel their illness. And then I'll say, do you have a stomach problem? And they'll
right.
say, yeah, I do. So you can actually pick up on people through how you feel. So, like, you might get a headache, or you might feel nauseous, or you might feel, you know, I want to get out of here, you know. So your ability to empathize is your way to use your psychic awareness and really be right on. So... And
it
says gifts. Yeah, and gifts. Now, gifts means this is a gift. You probably have always known that you are extremely psychic. You have always known that you have the gift of sight and seeing, and you can really pick up on things. And it feels like you finally have moved into this as a gift, you know? So
right.
sometimes, you know, when you're younger and you're different, it doesn't feel like a gift. It feels like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You know. And then as you move into it, you really see that this has been the biggest gift I've ever been given, as to be in this service at this level of awareness. So, and decisions. Okay, so it feels like you're in a decision-making time where you are making some decisions, and let's see what they're talking about. Yeah. Have you been feeling exhausted, tired?
Absolutely, especially this
yeah.
year. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, because that's when decisions and exhaustion come at the same time. It's like if you don't make the decisions to change behavior or say no, you know, no is a good one. It will stop exhaustion. Or,
right.
you know... go to bed at a good time. Don't stay up and start, you know. So we need to start making better decisions so that we won't continue the exhaustion, okay? So it feels like, yeah. And then it feels like you're exhausted because around you there has been some deceit. That's the last, that was one of the cards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and when you have a lot, when you're exhausted because of other people's energies, because of your psychic awareness and because of your intuition, you are going to be much more susceptible to people around you who are deceptive or who are energetic. I call them ticks, okay? They just pull from you all the time. So this has definitely been going on. And now celebration, interesting. So as soon as you can see this, James, you can stop it. You know, you can stop it. You can start to say, okay, I'm going to put my boundaries around me. I'm not going to let people really into that deepest level where I take them to bed with, in a sense, take them to bed with you, but like energetically take them to bed with you and keep
right.
them with you all the time. So you really need to learn to do some really good you know, every time I work on somebody, I just picture myself stepping away from them, leaving them separate. I put a big ball, a bubble of light around me and around them, and I see myself separating from them completely.
Good.
And that's what I would recommend that you start to do, is see yourself before you leave a person's energy, just see yourself completely step away. Okay, and leave them where they are, and you step away and be in your own light, okay? Because that will be the biggest help you'll ever have. You won't be like sticky paper, you know, energetic
right.
sticky papers. That can make you very exhausted, you know. It's like because
okay.
you could go in a room and feel everybody's stuff, you know. So protection, very important, and self-control. The last one is self-control. So self-control would just mean, to me, it's like if you're eating too much, get it together. If you're drinking too much sugar, get it together. You know what I mean? Self-control
right.
is a good way to start to get your balance back, you know?
Right.
And look into that. You know, look into that feeling that you haven't really been that, you know, been in a sense aware of, you know. So if you need to do a detox, do a detox. You know, get together with yourself, the real good self that says, you know, I got to get to the gym. I got to start doing my own things that
right.
and kind of fill me up. So finally, you know, that's really a big teaching, is to look at you first. Yes, and then physical body came up. Yeah, absolutely, James. To take care of yourself at the level that you need to take care of yourself, because you are psychic and because you are an intuitive, you really have to watch your sugar, watch your caffeine, make sure you sleep, you know, all the good stuff, but really make it a point to do those things and to keep yourself strong, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, love. Have a great day, and let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are you talking to?
This is Pamela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let's do a quick reading. Any
okay.
one particular question you have, love?
Well, I was kind of concerned about, I have two children. One is 20. He's my son, and he's in college. And I have my daughter. She's going to be 17. And I'm kind of at a crossroads because my son had a lot of things he was dealing with. Mm-hmm. And I see now he's trying to be more independent. He's trying to do the right thing, but he worries me still.
Okay.
Yeah, he worries me, and
Well, let me just ask a question: are you worried because of his choices he's making, or are you worried because of the people around him? What is?
It could be a little bit of it all. Because the other day he called me. He goes to college about an hour away. And he wants me to get him a car, but at the same time, too, he called me to tell me his heart was hurting, chest was hurting, and he's only 20. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it's just a lot. You know, he's a Cancer. He's a heavy, heavy kid. I try to be there for him, but there's a part of me that I have to detach from him to allow him to grow. And I'm handling it pretty well, but I just wanted to see if there was anything that you could see as far as a reading.
All right, let's see what they say. All right. Trustworthy guidance. It says there's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Opportunity to forgive. Interesting. Opportunity to forgive. Well, I sometimes think, and purpose. All right. So what I'm getting is that the purpose for you as a mother is definitely to guide him into a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of you is not to do it for him, but to instruct him on how to get what he needs out of his life, especially being 20, and get his best life that he needs to do. So, I think that's what parents have to realize, that we can't step in, especially after a certain age, and do anything for them. They have to do it themselves, right? So the thing about his heart and worrying about his health, it's a good worry. It's a good worry because today kids are having great problems with their health at such young ages because of just the way that American diet is. You know, it's just bad. Mm-hmm. Just really bad, you know. So the thing is, if there's a school program that you could say, you know what, I think you should go to the school counselor there and see whether or not they have a program, you know, for kids that may help him, you know, because they've got programs for everything in some of these colleges. They're really good. So you could kind of instruct him on how to get what he needs out of his life without you being the one to do it. Because ultimately, that's the truth. Don't you think that children actually listen to someone else more so than us, you know? It's like if my girlfriend said to my son, you know, Ben, you shouldn't do that, he wouldn't do it, you know? But if I said it, he'd look at me like, yeah, right, you know? So the thing is, it's really important to get him into the direction that's where he will listen to whoever it is that you bring them to. So if you wanted to do some work on, now if there was a program that could help him lose some weight, that may help him feel better, you know, you think about
it. It's actually the opposite. He's like 5 feet 11. He's really thin.
He's got heart issues. Okay, so he's not hurting his heart because of anything that he's doing other than being stressed.
No, my son, he just came out. He's gay.
Well, that was what I was getting. I was feeling this kid was being so stressed, and I felt like I had this weight on me. I did. I felt like I was 100 pounds. Okay, yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense then.
He's gay, but he's a beautiful kid. I mean, like a model.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a beautiful face. Physique, you wear those skinny jeans, and I mean, it's like, and I'm
okay. Well, so energetically, this is what I was picking up. I just felt like he was going through a lot of heaviness, you know, and maybe
mm-hmm.
just dealing, but because he's dealing with who he is. And so
mm-hmm.
that's even more important that we support him, you know, and really let him understand that he's not alone, that there's,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, okay, empathy. So empathizing with him in a sense that realizes that to be a gay child is a difficult task sometimes, especially in a
mm-hmm.
school system, you know.
Because mm-hmm.
you will find people who are really cool with it, and then you'll find kids that are very...
That are really hateful.
Yeah, hateful and mean and horrible. Yeah. So what we really want...
He was asking about it. He called me today, and he wants me to get him a car. But I told him he needed to get him a job so that he can be responsible. Do you see that in the works for him?
Let's just pull some cards for him.
Okay.
Is he responsible?
Yes.
Yeah. Competition. Creativity. Devotion. It feels like he's a very responsible kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it said creativity, devotion, competition, which is interesting because it means that, like, he doesn't mind showing his gifts to the world, like,
mm-hmm.
in his creativity. Yeah, like, if he's a good dancer, he's a good singer, he's a good, I mean, he's okay with showing the world his gifts, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I felt when I was tuning into him that he's actually a very creative soul, like an artist. Almost, you know, an artist meaning like artistic. I mean, he can really put things together.
He doesn't draw. My daughter is a drawer. She's the one who's the artist of the family. But
uh-huh.
in his case, he's part of they call it a step team in the fraternities. They have the Q Dog, the Alphas, and the Omegas. He does that, but he's not part of a fraternity, and they do all kinds of stuff. And he has a photographic memory. He sees a routine. He sees a dance or something. He looked like he could be a some kind of professional dancer because he could see something once.
And
tell
then
him on the
do
phone
it.
Phone.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
he just does it.
Yeah, see, that's where competition and creativity came in. So that makes sense to me because that means, like, he could do it in front of people and compete with his creativity. So it could be dancing,
mm-hmm.
it could be singing. So I see that he's going to get really good at this. I mean, he's going to pull this out and really be, like, on a great dance team or something like that. And he's going to get in a group, a cohesive group of guys that are really good and really nice. And until that happens, he's going to feel a little bit lost. I mean, it's just the beginning. But until he kind of gets a hold of who he is and says, oh, this is what I'm good at, and maybe he'll be the one to put this dance troupe together. But if he can do it, if he can get it together, put an ad in the college paper looking for a dance troupe, I mean, it's going to go really big. I mean, I can see it really doing really well, like, you know, in competition kind of thing. So life force. All right, so discontentment, life force, and despair. It seems like he's in a bit of a funk right now. And I would say it has a little bit to do. He feels alone, is no real connection yet with anybody. So his discontent, life force, and despair, he's a little bit down. Let's see if it's chemical and suffering. Yeah. All right. So there is a despairing energy that is around him, because despair and suffering came in. And so I think you are feeling it as a mother. You're feeling how sad he is. Like, deep down, he's kind of a sad guy, you know, right now. He does need some rest. The card I just got was rest. He could just be exhausted, you know, like he could be suffering from, like, just not taking very good care of himself, you know what I mean? Needing just to rest and sleep, and especially at this age, they're more prone to mono. They're more prone to a lot of, because they just don't, they go to bed whenever they get up. You know, they're not in a real good routine.
Yeah.
You know, so they kind of beat themselves up a little during this time. So if you start feeling that he's really worn out, then you could offer him to say, you know, why don't you just come home for the weekend and you can just relax and rest, and, you know, I can feed you, you can just kind of take care of you, I'll just take care of you, you know. I think once he gets that going and he feels a little more together.
Mm-hmm.
Invention, survival, interesting. The physical body, yeah. So it feels like he needs the rest, for sure.
He was taking 18 hours in school. And
It's like survival, physical body. I mean, this is big. This is definitely something to be aware of, that he's needing a break. Yeah, a big one. And then boredom came up for me, the last card. So he may be a bit bored. With, you know, like sometimes you're doing things, but you're still bored. You know, there's it's not touching the real core of who he is and what he's going to be really good. And so balance just came up. Balance is a really good thing. So what he's got to start to learn, and that's something that comes with age, hopefully it comes sooner than later, is that, you know, if you're out all night, you got to sleep 2 days to make up for it. You know, you can't go out every night, you know. So balance is what is going to be his teacher after this particular.
And I know, and what you're saying is the truth, because I find out about what he does on Facebook. He stays up till 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he's got to get some rest, man. It feels like this kid is just right on the line, and this is physical survival, despair. I mean, that can make you depressed, you know, not enough sleep. Really can.
And you're
always tired.
He's always tired. Now, what about the car? Because he's
the new car.
School.
Okay. It does say restriction.
Okay.
Restriction. Yeah. So, it doesn't feel. And another one, exhaustion. Interesting. It doesn't feel like right this minute in his life a car would be in service of what he's doing. I think you're picking up. It would take him more away from, you know, and it would make him actually too available to going out more and beating himself up even more. You know what I mean? So I, as a mother, I would say no. Okay, I would say don't do it. Yeah. And every card is saying shame, self-esteem, exhaustion. Yeah, it's not letting me get, it's not, it's a good, and then family. See, exhaustion and family came up. So it means like you're going to have to help him regain his strength, get his act together, you know, really get him to see that he can't do those things. He's going to hurt himself and physically get run down and get himself mono or something bad. So he's got to learn that first before you give him a car, okay? Not taking care of yourself, to me, means you're not adult enough yet. Because a car, you have to change the oil, you have to, you know, park in the right parking spot. But if you're not taking care of yourself well, then I guess how much he's going to take care of that car.
Exactly.
Right, you know what I mean? It's going to be like, Mom, my car broke down, Mom. And so I don't get he's responsible and mature enough yet for the car.
Do you see anything like maybe for the summer coming up?
Well, let's see. I would say that I would give, while he is under your supervision, if he's home, then you could give him a car. But I do not think and feel they are telling me anything about saying giving him a car while he's in school. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. No. Imagination. Unconditional. No.
Because he wants to switch colleges. He called me today with that. He wants to go to school far away. And now he's
going
to far.
He wants to go further away.
Yeah, he goes to school an hour away, and we're in Louisiana, and he wants to go to Clark Atlanta in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling me that's why he's going to need a car, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would not do anything right now. It doesn't feel it's the appropriate time right now. So what I think that I'm seeing is, and all of it is in more of an indicator of letting him get better, okay? Letting him get better at taking care better of himself, okay?
Okay.
When he starts to kind of, you know, get that he can't burn the candle at both ends, and when you start to feel that he's moving into more his mature self, then I know that you'll say, okay, it's a good time. It doesn't feel, I feel like I'm not hearing the complete truth about why he wants to leave from this college. I don't know why. It just feels like there's something else is the reason why he wants to leave there. And that could be what's burning him out. You know, it could be something that, and I get that's probably a good thing. To get away from this energies around there. So let's see what they say.
That's what I was getting to. He wants to get away from something negative.
Yeah, it does. It feels like he knows better. That's good. It
okay.
does feel like the car thing will not happen until the next phase, which means he's
mm-hmm.
going to have to leave this college, come home, rest and restore. It's going to be a bit, like a couple months before he's feeling better. And get his act together. And then once he goes to this new college, and I believe it's not going to be immediate too, then the car will happen. Because the car feels like it would be too easy for him to just escape and get deeper away, you know what I mean, from... In a sense, you can get in more trouble. That's what it feels like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not.
Because he's that kind of soul. He's that kind of child that, and you hit the nail on the head. I mean, and that's the reason why I never got him a car yet, because that's one of my biggest fears, is that whatever it is that he's around, it's not necessarily him, but it's his influences. He would sink deeper into something negative.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and until, you know, this, in a sense, and I get this, is he's 20, but he, you know, and this is a new, it's all about hormones, it's all about looking good, it's all about that. It's not about education.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like that's the last thing on their first thing to-do list, you know? It's about, you know, looking good, seeing, being out there, going to the parties, all that stuff. And I think with the car just feels like it would not be a good thing. It would get him deeper into trouble, deeper into an area of things that you don't want him to be a part of, okay? So say no, and that's what you can say. You know, I'm not prepared right now to help you, but I'll start working on it, and maybe when you go to the other school, we'll talk about it, okay? I mean, it's ultimately the best thing you're going to do is not give him this car. It doesn't feel good. Not at all. It feels like if you gave him the car, I feel like he's gonna park where he's not supposed to. He's gonna be out late. That, you know, he's just gonna get himself into trouble.
And you know, because he's such a beautiful kid, a lot of people.
I know,
are
but
just...
he's a teenager. You know, he
mm-hmm.
is a beautiful kid. He really is. And if I was gonna do a futuristic kind of reading for him, he feels like he can do so many things because he's extremely talented. But sometimes and I say this with love, the creative nature of somebody is sometimes their own enemy, because they know they're good and they're very talented, but they're all sometimes they can be all over the place until they get more mature and they can focus on one thing. You know, it's like I have a friend, and I keep thinking of my friend who's a designer, and he is an amazing designer, but he was always a designer. He was always doodling and drawing and, you know, loved clothing his whole life. But for the longest time, he didn't know what he was going to do with his talent. And he decided to become a designer when he was in his late 30s. So it took mm-hmm. him a while to really get the courage up to go to the right school so that he could learn how to be a designer. He went to the school in San Francisco. But the thing is, it took him a while, and until then, he was just not sure on how to use his creative energy, you know? Mm-hmm. And now he's a wonderful designer, and he's, you know, I believe he's going to be a really big success. But the thing is, it took him a little while. Your son feels like he can get it together if he can just start to focus on his creative energy, start to get really focused on one thing and start of just flipping around and not knowing exactly. He'll be in a better direction, you know, to say, I'm going to put my energy into this. And so college is kind of like that, don't you think? It's a time for you to figure out what it is you're good at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to school. I was in school for communication. Then I finished that degree. Then I went back to school for medicine. And then it was just your opportunity to kind of explore all the avenues of what you could be doing. And then you finally decide later on what you really want to do. You know,
right.
And so I get that he's just in the beginning of this, and he's kind of uncovering a lot of parts of himself, and he's a lot of learning going on. So in that, you just kind of, you know, I always put the bubble around him, you know what I mean? Put that mm-hmm. light bubble around him and just put the angels every single step of the way, send them all ahead of him, say, Angel Michael, you stay with him, you watch him, you keep him safe, you know, and ultimately, and let him be on the journey in the safest and most possible way it can be. That's all you can really do at the stage of his life. But I really do feel the answer is no on the car, okay? It doesn't feel right ready yet, okay? It feels like it's too premature. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you know, giving.
I feel so much better.
Yeah. And you were right. And it feels like you knew. You just wanted to get validation.
I get confirmation. Yeah, because,
yeah.
I mean, as a mom, I just don't want to be overbearing. He is 20, but at the same time, he just don't really realize what's good for him.
No, they don't. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, they don't know. And all you just have to hope is that they'll figure it out, you know, just like we did. I mean, we did it too. And we have to be really honest with it. We did it all. You know, we went out and didn't let our parents know where we were going. And we went out and we tried pot and, whatever we did. But what we did when we were kids wasn't going to kill us. You know what I mean? We didn't have all these heavy duty drugs out. If you did it once, you're really going to get yourself in trouble. Or, you know, we didn't have rave. They have rave parties where everybody drops ecstasy and they just these light things. I mean, these are like intense things these kids are doing at a very young age. So I don't think they are mature enough to handle the big things. I really don't. I don't, especially the driving, because that to me is one of the biggest things you're going to do. Because either you can kill yourself or somebody else, you know.
Right.
And that's how that's how I look at a car. That is a big bomb you're driving, you know. Mm-hmm. And until you can show me that you can live your life and take care of yourself in a responsible way, I can't give you that. Because if I give you that, then I'm responsible for what happens to you or someone else. You know,
exactly.
You got to think that way. And I know it's going to work out. It feels like he does need to get out of that school. He does need to get away from the energy that he was in. He does need to rest really big time, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, if he doesn't, he's going to have to. He's going to get himself mono.
Yeah, I'm
going to
call him. I'm going to call him and talk to him because he's heavy on my soul, but I really feel like he's going to be okay because he listens to me. It's just that.
He's okay. He's just going through the ropes of, you know, being a teenager. It's really normal. And he's also gone through a whole different avenue of being a gay teenager, which is even different, more different, which we don't even know how that is affecting him. So I do think that he's really pushed through a lot of obstacles, and he's a good kid, and he's doing the best he can. So I really get that. Yeah, he's okay. I just know that saying no is a good thing with the situation with the car. Yeah, totally. But let me know how it goes. I will keep the highest vision for him. You should have him call in. You should have him call in sometime. I'd love to talk to him. Yeah, that'd be fun. It'd be nice for him to get a reading, you know, that he can listen to. Because sometimes I think kids are like, wow, how did you know that? You know, and then they kind of get on their own side when they have a reading that's really, you know, bringing up some of the avenues of things they could do in the future. So it's really a positive thing. I've had a lot of teenagers go, you know, that was the best reading I ever had, and I really got to know that I wanted to do this after I, you know, I read, you know. So maybe that would be a good thing for him. So next time we have the show,
can he contact you on here? Or you have
he can totally contact me. Just go through the blog onto Heart and Soul, and you can just contact me. And it'd be my pleasure to give him a reading, because I think that he's going through a lot, and maybe some of the things that come up will help him direct him better. You know what I mean?
Good, yeah. Good.
All right, love. Well, have a wonderful day, and you're an awesome mom. Very proud
Thank
of you.
You. Thank you.
You did a good job. Yeah. Well, blessings, and let me know how it goes if I don't hear from you. Okay.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Okay, love. Okay, well, that's our show for today. Thank you so very much, everybody that called in. It's just been wonderful. Just remember that everything is always usually for your highest good that comes to me. I mean, I'm not reading. I'm more getting to the soul's purpose and what really is best for you, and really making you live that magnificent, you know, empowered life. So a lot of times, if we haven't been kind of looking at the things that we really need to look at, that's what comes up in the reading. So blessings, everyone. Keep shining and keep remembering who you are. Bye-bye.